Hello, everybody. This is Spiro Vagilakos from Madison IBC. And today we have Mr. Bailey Wee, our technical consultant, which will help us actually answer one of the questions that I've been getting quite frequently lately. So, Bailey, the question that I typically get these days is, how do I upgrade to a 5G DAS? Is there a 5G DAS and how much does it cost? Can you help us answer this question?
Yeah, sure, Spiro. It's a very hot topic, 5G and in building systems and DAS. So I guess to start with, let's talk about the mandatory requirements first. You know, in a previous question, we talked about the MCF 2018 requirement. So currently in the latest specification, the MCF 2018, there is actually, you know, as it stands at the moment, no requirement to do a 5G DAS system. You know, all the carriers are currently deploying 5G across their network. And of course, Telstra is well advanced. They had about a 1 year head start against other carriers. So the network has a lot more 5G sites at the moment, and it's making its way to an in-building environment. It's usually macro towers and, you know, rooftop sites first, and then the in-building sites later. So we are getting to that stage where the carriers are seriously thinking about 5G in an indoor environment. So in terms of upgrading a DAS to 5G, there are a couple of ways to go about this. So the first thing is, we have to understand that under the current MCF specification, a lot of the DAS in Australia can only operate from 700 megahertz up to the high end of the 2600, 2700 megahertz spectrum. And that's because that's what the MCF you know, specification requires. Now, 5G operates on a number of frequencies. So they operate, in essence, 5G can operate on any frequency. However, the most popular frequencies are currently in the 3.5, 3.6 gigahertz band, or some people call it the C band. It's not really C band, but let's just say it's C band. And also the millimeter wave band, which is much higher than that. So if you look at these frequencies, your current DAS from 700 to about 2700 megahertz don't support these frequencies. So realistically, if the operator only implements 5G on those frequencies, that is C-band or higher, then your DAS won't be able to support 5G. However, and this is a big however, the operators do intend to refarm some of their lower frequencies in the 700 to 2700 megahertz band for 5G in the future, which means the DAS, any DAS that supports that frequency range, which is pretty much all modern DASs, will actually be capable of doing 5G. So so your existing 4G DAS, I guess the good news is your existing 4G DAS, once the operators decide the frequency that they want to operate 5G on, which might be, you know, refarming some of the 3G spectrum or even some of the 4G spectrum for 5G, will be able to be implement 5G onto your current existing DAS. The other thing is, if the operators do make a large investment in the 3.5, 3.6 gigahertz band, there are now passive materials. So that's DAS antennas and cabling, couplers, splitters, whatnot, that do support up to that frequency. So you may see in the next revision of the MCF specification that they require the operational frequency of the DAS to be much higher. With existing DAS, so the original question is, how do I upgrade to a 5G DAS? I guess if the carriers refarm the 700 to 2700 megahertz band, then there's really not much you need to do. It's purely the lead carriers or the, you know, carrier or the sharing carriers responsibility to change their base station equipment to be able to operate 5G onto the DAS. If, however, you want to upgrade your DAS to be able to do a higher frequency, then that does necessarily mean you'd have to pretty much build a new system, just because the existing passive infrastructure don't go up that high. They won't operate in the 3.5 to 3.6 gigahertz band. So it really depends. There's no, I guess there's no easy way to put your finger on how much it costs, just because all the passive components may need to be swapped out if it's an existing DAS. But the likely scenario is the carriers will refarm some of the frequencies in the 700 to 2700 megahertz band so that the existing DAS systems can be used to implement 5G at a lower frequency, which means your existing system, so if you've got a DAS in your building already, they won't be made redundant, and you can still use that system for many years to come. So the final solution is, I guess, what we call the next generation of low-powered active systems. So another option for the carriers is to overlay a 5G-specific DAS system on top of the existing passive system. So when I talk about a low-powered active system, it's a DAS system which you may not see it, but it sort of looks like Wi-Fi boxes. They're Wi-Fi boxes, sort of the size of Wi-Fi boxes, and they run typically over fiber infrastructure instead of coaxial infrastructure. And the carriers may overlay such a system at a site to implement 5G. So that's another solution which a lot of the carriers are looking at the moment.
Great. It's a very contentious
it
topic.
Is, yes.
At the moment. So that's why it's a long answer, because and it's a good answer actually, because people don't seem to understand what's going to happen. You see, that's a problem.
And I'd encourage, if any of you out there have any questions, just talk to your DAS integrator. So if Madison's your DAS integrator, talk to them and they'll be able to point you in the right direction.
Yes. Great. Thank you, Bailey. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Vera.